This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Big guest lineup today. We've got Brian Baldinger coming up at 7:20. In studio at 7:45, Daryl Green, Washington legend. He's receiving a key to the city, and his number will be retired at halftime.
Seems long overdue.
Commanders Panthers this weekend at Northwest Stadium.
Retire a lot of numbers. You know, they kind of, shut them down, but they didn't really retire them.
That one is well deserved, obviously.
Sure.
So Daryl Green will join us in studio at 7:45. Time now, though, to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You score 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Kicks. Yeah, you mentioned it. Daryl Green having his jersey retired at halftime on Sunday. He's going to be in studio with us at 7:45. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you tell your friends. If you're at work, make sure you listen on the app. If you're in your car, obviously that's on the radio, whatever. Check it out on Monumental. We're going to have a great time with him. He's a member of the 1990s All-Decade team.
It's a pretty good honor.
He's on the NFL's 100th anniversary all-time team. I'm going to give you some numbers here, Cakes. 54 career interceptions.
It's a lot.
This is a staggering number.
Yeah.
258 starts. A streak of 19 consecutive seasons with at least one pick. He set records for the longest fumble return for a touchdown. That's 78 yards. 6 career interceptions returned for touchdowns. He tied Jerry Rice for the most seasons with at least one touchdown. That's 20 seasons. He was the fastest man in the league. He won the NFL's fastest man competition 4 times. And, you know, he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He won a Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what's more amazing.
This guy has done it all.
A couple of things are amazing. First of all, he played D2 college hoops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, college football, excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Texas A&I.
Texas A&I. What's that called now?
I don't know.
Kingsville or something?
I'm not sure. I do think it changed names. I think you're right.
And then he played for one team for 20 years.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, they're Texas 20? A&M Kingsville. Is what they are now.
I mean, those are just kind of
staggering.
Remember
when Marty Schottenheimer was like messing with him?
Yeah.
Marty was a great coach. He just had just a weird year here.
He tried to use him as an example.
Yeah, he kind of.
Like, I'm not going to favor these old veterans, these great players.
He wanted to alter the way he backpedaled or something.
Yeah, didn't like his techniques.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really giving him a hard time. But everybody talks about, how old is Daryl now? Is he in the mid-60s?
He's 64.
Everyone says that he still would probably run like a 4.5 or 4.6.
He would.
He's unbelievably fit guy. I wonder if I could beat him in a thumb wrestling contest.
In 1986.
I don't know.
Probably couldn't beat him in anything.
I'm going to say yes because you probably have. You got pretty big hands.
In 1986, he ran the 40 in 4.09.
That's crazy.
He ran the 100 in 1983 in 10.08.
I mean, the 4.09, that number is so absurd, it doesn't even sound, like, legitimate.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
Under
4.1.
He ran it in Carlisle. It was 1986,
okay,
so who knows?
Might have been hand time.
Yes. Well, but I'll go with it.
They think the hand timers are more accurate.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd race Marr down the hall?
if we asked him.
No.
Did I?
No.
I mean, he's
going to be in his.
I mean, he's been asked to do that a million times. You think he wants to race somebody at 7:45 in the morning?
He's not RG3.
Yeah, RG3.
He's not
going to
race a pigeon.
It'd be great for my resume, though. You know, beating a Hall of Famer and a quite 40 yard dash.
The chances of you beating him are 0.0. I don't think you understand.
You would not win.
Yeah, I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's before your time. You just don't understand.
Yeah.
Some guys are different.
Yeah.
You're not different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so same.
You're like all of us.
Especially if you're running in your pea coat or whatever it is you're wearing in there today. There's no chance you're beating him in that.
No, it's his new coat I just got.
I'm a big pea coat guy, but I haven't worn one in a few years.
I don't even know if that's the
correct
term.
Are they out or are they coming back?
No, I think they're coming back. Got some jeans on, too, some white J's.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling pretty good about this fit.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
BP, you want to put Scotty's poll of the day, rate his fit?
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
All right. Come on in. Let's see. I want to take a picture of it. What, you got the white J's? Which ones you got?
No, he's got, like, white Reebok sneakers on.
No. Okay. Yeah. Don't take the J's in it. I was just talking about the color of the sneakers.
Oh.
Pretty trash sneakers.
I don't know why he's calling them J's. What does J's mean? To us, it means Jordans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying J's just for the sake of what I
just said.
You were hyping yourself up. You were hyping
yourself up.
You'd call him out on
it. Yeah. White J's. He's lying.
Was that like 1960 Reebok?
Yeah.
That was an AWOD.
Yeah.
Hey, was Mar sick yesterday or shopping?
No, I was actually down pretty bad. I woke up in the middle of the night like sweating. It was miserable.
How many days has he called in sick?
You get sick a lot, man. You might need some vitamin D in your life.
Seems like you call in sick a decent amount.
I take vitamins and all that stuff. I feel like I try to take care of myself, but...
Well, all that Zen, you think you're taking care of yourself?
Yeah, maybe not.
No, he doesn't. He works from home. Sometimes.
I know that he can get away with it by the work from home, but he doesn't come in. Are you coming in to take the picture?
Yeah, come on in. Let's see. I'm going to see these dumb...
This guy's always searching for Zins.
The old school Reeboks must be in because my youngest just bought a pair.
Mm, okay.
You know, like literally from like 1986.
Right.
All white, like Reeboks.
They're coming back.
I'm like, what are you doing?
They're hot now.
My outfits are so old that some of them might have come back.
You've recycled.
Over here by the blue.
White J's. This guy's just hyping himself up. Whatever you think.
Yeah, whatever makes you look skinniest.
We're gonna rate your fit. Yeah, make yourself look skinny and
make sure you get pick approval too from JP.
I like the chain he's rocking.
All right, see if you get pick approval.
The chain.
All right, he said he's liking his fit. You guys can rate his fit.
Yeah, he's feeling it. He's feeling himself today.
All right. We'll get back to hit the skins.
He said he already knows exactly what they're gonna say. What are they gonna say, Mike? What's your prediction?
People are definitely gonna be chirping about the jeans. You're gonna be like, oh, like the jeans are too snug, blah blah blah.
Too tight, yeah. Are tight jeans out now? What's in with jeans? I don't even know.
I think it just depends on the outfit. Like, you know, if you're doing something outdoorsy, like looser jeans, but if you're hitting the town, maybe a little bit snug.
Snugger.
He's got weird weird sort of like thoughts on that. Okay. Is that right? All right. All right, so they made roster moves. They placed John Allen and Javonte Jean-Baptiste on the reserve injured list, Cakes. They signed defensive end Jalen Holmes. They signed defensive tackle Sheldon Day from the practice squad. They signed defensive tackle Carl Davis to the practice squad. Makes sense. Get some big uglies hurt. You got to sign some big uglies, Cakes. But this kind of jumped out at me. Now...
A transaction that caught your eye?
It wasn't even a transaction. It was a workout.
All right.
And it shows you they're definitely looking at their secondary.
Okay.
They brought in, and it's no disrespect. I mean, I think it's great. I would root for them if they signed him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't at this point. They brought in a guy who hasn't played in the league in 2 years.
Mm.
Okay.
They brought in cornerback Kyle Fuller, Kendall's brother,
for
a workout. He's 32 years old.
He a Hokie. Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love guys. I give him a chance. I love the whole thing about it.
Yep.
But it really makes you, I mean, you know, I know they kick the tires on guys all every Tuesday or whatever. That's like a thing. But they brought in a guy who hadn't been in the league in 2 years, Cake.
Who did he play for last? He played for the Ravens?
You'd have to look it up.
Didn't he play for the Ravens?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then I think he tore something in his hamstring or legs.
He's been rehabbing an injury, just hasn't gotten a chance.
Played yet. In one game for Baltimore in 2022.
Or he lost his twitch or lost a step and hasn't been able to.
Yeah.
Now that's a family with some crazy athletic genes.
For sure.
The Fuller family.
For sure.
Pros everywhere.
Where's Kendall again?
Miami, I think.
He's in Miami still?
I believe he's in Miami.
Corey. They got Corey Fuller. Yep. They got Kendall. They
the whole
got
rack
Kyle. Vince.
Vince Fuller. Did he play in the league?
Yeah, he played.
It's unbelievable.
Who did he play for? He was a safety, right? He played for.
Not sure.
Titans, Lions, Pats.
They signed, or not signed, but Brian Robinson Jr. Participated in practice yesterday. Full participant. So he took the week off. He had a right knee injury. I think there was some swelling there. So he said it felt great. It was great to get the week off.
So he's probably a go?
He's probably a go, barring a setback.
The selfish fantasy football portion of my brain, which at this point of the year is like 98% of my brain, whatever's left of it, would like to see Austin Eckler get the full load against the Panthers because they just can't stop the
run.
But
I've got B-Rob in a couple weeks, too.
So. I'd like to, you know what? I think the Commanders should take a patient approach to B-Rob and just let that knee get 100%. Bring him back for the next game after the Panthers.
Bring him back for the Bears game.
Yeah, bring him back for the Bears game when he's fully 100%.
Cakes, they're not really worried about your fantasy.
I understand that. I know that nobody outside of this guy cares.
Right.
I'm well aware.
It's like when I complained to Valdez about my putting or chipping. Like,
right.
I know he doesn't care. Right. Just venting.
Yeah.
I know you don't care. Panthers are 1-5.
Yeah, they suck. Okay. They're pretty bad. They're pretty special brand of terrible.
Did they have two wins last year, too? I mean, it seems like they're making marginal progress. They've gotten better with Dalton. I think he's got six or seven touchdowns since he's been installed as a starter, but they struggled defensively. They run the ball really well, and that's something that is a little scary. Mm-hmm.
Hubbard's like good.
I'm getting more scared of this game than I ever thought I would.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I am.
The Panthers were 2-15 last year.
Predicting a win, so don't say, "Oh, you're on the fence. You're waffling. You always do this." No. Just saying, as a fan, you know, we're reaching that point now where we're supposed to beat bad teams. And
this is one of those.
You kind of got to beat it to cement that you're a good team.
This was similar. Maybe it's similar to last year when they played the Bears.
Yeah, and Bears
and the Bears were terrible. And we all predicted that Washington was going to win, even though Washington sucked last year. I don't know why we did that. What were we smoking? But
I think it was earlier in the season. It hadn't quite been.
But the Bears came in, and it was a Monday night
unbelievable.
Game.
Justin Fields had the game of his life.
It was a prime time game.
Yeah,
and he was unbelievable. Well, and DJ Moore, I think, had three touchdowns.
I think the Commanders have the highest implied team total on the slate this week. It's like 30.25 points.
I think it's the biggest spread, too.
They're going to score on the Panthers. It's just a matter of can they keep the Panthers to like 14 or 17 points.
There was still optimism last year at that point because they were 2-2. They started off 2-0. Then they lost to Buffalo and Philly.
Right.
And Philly was an overtime loss. So there were still thoughts.
But what was Chicago's record coming into that game? I think they might have been 0-4 or maybe one win. So we all thought, okay, this is the game they got to win. They will win because Fields wasn't playing well. And he just went crazy on him.
It was the Bears' first win.
It's just a game that I'm nervous about, and I don't respect him.
Here's my question, though. Why is this game a 4:05 kick? Can anybody give me any good explanation? This looks like a 1 p.m. Eastern type of game.
Because it's a dud? You think it's like a dud type game?
Oh, I don't think it's a dud. I just think that usually, like, Panthers, Commanders,
both East Coasters.
Historically, should be a 1 o'clock kick.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to expose.
Is it because Jaden? Is it because
it didn't get moved? Right?
Got moved.
This game's always been scheduled.
Oh, it's always been four. Okay.
I don't quite understand it.
I never understand that.
There's only a couple of 4 o'clock.
There's only
games.
3 4 o'clock games.
Right.
So they need to put something.
Okay. But they could have easily put the Eagles Giants. CBS. Let's see, CBS. They could have put the Texans Packers. At 4:05, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Well, it is what it is.
But it is. It's
we
four
are favored. What is it? How much are we favored by? Like a touchdown?
I saw nine yesterday.
Nine. Up to nine?
Yeah, it's up to nine.
Nine.
Total's 51.5. 9 points, the biggest spread on the board.
It's a big one. I think they're going to
when's the last time Washington, this is interesting, when's the last time Washington
was favored by nine?
Was the biggest favorite by nine, but the biggest favorite on the board.
I don't know. It's probably been a long time since that happened.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger. We'll go around the NFL with him. And don't forget, coming up at 7:45, Darryl Green, legendary Washington cornerback, will join us. That's coming up at 7:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.